This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Hey, stop listening to the show and click here right now. Okay, that doesn't actually work on the radio. It turns out it doesn't work so well online either. People click on the average ad on the internet about 0.1% of the time. But that doesn't mean online ads don't work. Marketers just need a better way to measure them. Sam Harnett has our story.
Right now, companies mostly pay for online ads based on how often they are shown and clicked. Tony Hale wants to change that.
I want a web designed to capture my attention, not just my index finger.
Hale is the CEO of Chartbeat. His company is trying to quantify our attention. Did we really take a good look at that ad, or just accidentally click it on our way to watch a cat video? To figure that out, Chartbeat tracks things like how you move your mouse, scroll, and tap on your keyboard.
All of those signals effectively allow us to get a picture of behavior that gives us a sense of when attention is happening or when someone's distracted.
For years, Chartbeat has been measuring attention for actual content. News organizations, for example, use it and other services to see what articles engage readers. You might recognize a few of Chartbeat's clients: The New York Times, CNN, Wall Street Journal, and Marketplace. Now some companies are using it for ads. John Slade directs digital advertising for the Financial Times.
I'm now able to value engagement in the advertising department and commercialize that engagement.
Slade says his site can now sell ads based on how long people see and engage with them, rather than how many times they are clicked on. It's quality over quantity, he says. A huge shift for online advertising and a better business model for those who create content, says Trevor Fellows.
The recognition that not all impressions are equal is huge.
Fellows is the chief revenue officer for the Wall Street Journal. He says attention metrics will show advertisers it's worth paying to have ads displayed next to engaging content. It's a way for news sites to stand out from the soup that is the internet. But Fellows says it will be a while before engagement becomes a standard measurement in the advertising industry.
A change of this magnitude is going to be a long time in becoming commonplace.
Advertisers still quibble over the old metrics, how to determine whether an ad has actually been viewed and intentionally clicked. When it comes to human attention, there's more going on than just the push of a button. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.